This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
How does this one, Good Day Health, compare to the others? Well, of course, I'm a little biased, but it's better. Pretty simple. One word, better. Information personified here in the personification of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, to whom we affectionately refer as Dr. Ken. He's here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, here to practice medicine, to help you understand some of the things that are going on, the studies, the work done by people. He actually does a lot of research at his clinic. So if you're a patient down there, you get the benefit of the work that's being done in certain areas of cardiology. That's Dr. Ken's credo. And if you want to get a good checkup, man, he's the best. I'm going down there later this month to get mine, the annual visit down into the deepest, darkest drains of Florida. 352-735-1400. You want to see Ken at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Let's get into, as long as we understand and acknowledge that your specialty is cardiovascular medicine, it seems nearly half of our country, half of the adult population, can have some form of cardiovascular disease. That's pretty distressing, isn't it?
It really is. This comes
good
out of
business for you.
Well,
but,
let's see how we can help that. This comes out of Circulation, which is the main American Heart Association clinical cardiology journal. Each month, January 31st, 2019 edition, nearly half of all adults in America, Doug, have some type of cardiovascular disease. This was defined as coronary heart disease, heart failure, stroke, or high blood pressure. And after decades of declines, deaths from cardiovascular disease are on the rise again. So why is the number one cause of death and disease in America getting worse? Well, it has to do with obesity, diabetes, smoking, not exercising, and poor diet. About 8 out of 10 of every case of cardiovascular disease can be prevented by controlling high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol, and maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Imagine how early I'd get home every day if everyone followed this healthy lifestyle.
Ken works a 12 to 14 hour day every day, so that's why he's making reference. Imagine how much earlier he'd get to go home. Cardiovascular disease, that and cancer, man, it's all about eating and what you do with your body, where your mind is, all of those things. So in light of that information, there's a second study about stroke, specific problems of cardiovascular circulation, those sorts of things that add up to getting or having a stroke when you get the palpitations. You always call it like a bag of worms, I think is what you refer to.
Well,
arrhythmia, right?
Well, the stroke, permanent damage to the brain, most are caused by problems to the circulation where a clot breaks off or a clot just blocks flow. And about two-thirds to three-quarters occur because of blockages in the circulation, plaquing forming, and about a quarter occur because clots form in the heart from what you're describing as these rhythm disorders, especially atrial fibrillation, and then they get propelled up to the brain. Well, you and I like to talk a lot about how the mind and the body interact, and at the American Stroke Association meeting going on right now in Honolulu, Hawaii, they report that a positive outlook can help lower blood pressure, which can lower the risk of stroke. If you've had a stroke, a positive outlook might just help prevent another one. When people feel they can protect themselves, Doug, from a second stroke, they have lower blood pressure.
So this meeting, all of the things, the focus, whenever they have these meetings, there's always a focus on whatever the main, you know, these doctors get together and whatever the main course of the studies that are presented. So I'm curious, going back to the study about heart disease and blood vessel disease and that sort of thing, and what causes it, high blood pressure. What causes high blood pressure, though? When you, I guess I'm wondering in my own world, I have low blood pressure, and I have all my life. My father had fairly high blood pressure. My mother died too soon when nobody knew or probably cared much about her blood pressure when she died. So, you know, sort of where does it start?
Well, let's talk about what actually at the structural level of the body causes high blood pressure. And you get high blood pressure when the big arteries which take the blood away from the heart get too stiff and don't relax, have a nice rubbery feel to them. And that's the most common way. Or you can have the heart just pumping too hard, too much blood out, and that can increase the blood pressure. But most high blood pressure occurs because the big blood vessels get too stiff. And there are a number of things that can do this. If you're overweight, if your cholesterol's too high, mental stress can do all of that. Not getting enough sleep, having untreated sleep apnea. There are some rare hormonal problems, especially with the kidneys, that can do it. Blockages in the circulation to the kidneys can cause high blood pressure. Mental stress, a big cause of high blood pressure.
Well, I think the bad habits are certainly one thing, and heredity is another thing. It's more prominent among black Americans than it is white Americans, is it not?
Well, diet is very important, and it is, and it just staying on a healthy diet, watching the salt, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. This is the so-called DASH diet, dietary approach to stop high blood pressure. Fruits and vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. So I think diet has a big, big role in contributing to blood pressure. There may be also genetic issues with contributing to blood pressure, but get down to ideal body weight, get the mental stress out of your body, stay away from salt, don't have a salt shaker. When the doctor says it's okay, get into an aerobic exercise program, because that will help. Get 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep. If you're in any way snoring, waking up gasping for air, get that sleep apnea diagnosed and treated, because untreated sleep apnea is a huge cause of high blood pressure. It will only get worse. And the problem is that high blood pressure leads to strokes and to heart attacks. That's the real issue, and damages the kidneys or organs throughout the body.
From the horse's mouth, as it were, Dr. Ken, cardiologist, talking about how to prevent the problems of cardiovascular disease. Pretty straightforward, but as I said, a lot of attention because of these the congregations of people getting together and releasing information about these studies. 15 past the hour. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. If you want to leave a great, a wonderful impression on people, whether they be your friends, someone you're trying to impress at work, want to date, whatever the circumstances are, there are lots of people that understand, most people, I think, understand a smile is your best feature. And if you want to have an unforgettable smile, kind of like the Nat King Cole movie song, Unforgettable, I have the perfect solution for the problem of yellow, ugly teeth. You want to be more confident, you want to look better for the person in your life or for the job or just because you want to have some pride, get rid of the yellow stains on your teeth by absorbing the stains with power swabs, not removing the enamel, but taking the stains off the enamel, and that's what power swabs does. It's the most advanced teeth whitening system ever. Created by a dentist, and the dentist first sold, well, used it on his own patients, then he sold it to other dentists, and then they were charging $500 to $1,000 to whiten your teeth using his stuff, and he said, I'm not doing that anymore. We're going to make it available for the public so that they can use the power swabs, and you can not have to go to the dentist. That makes good sense, at least not for whiter teeth anyway. This is not available anywhere but by calling 800-208-1797. Smartest way to whiten your teeth, safest way to whiten your teeth, use power swabs. Use Doug Steffen or DJV as a code when you call 800-208-1797 and get it for half the retail price. The best way to get your, the notice you deserve is by whitening your teeth with power swabs. Get them now at 800-208-1797. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Here's the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. All right, back to Dr. Ken. Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on watching television and how bad it is all the way around. If you sit for a long time on your arse, you're going to have a problem with all kinds of things, including something to do with colorectal cancer, Ken, yeah?
Exactly. Colorectal cancer, it's different in the young, those under age 50, than those older age 50. And this comes out at JNCI Cancer Spectrum Medical Journal just this week, that there's a connection between prolonged time spent sitting while watching TV and increased risk of colorectal cancer for younger Americans. Doug, young onset colorectal cancer, this is diagnosed under age 50, is increasing in the U.S. and globally, sharply contrasting with the dramatic decreases among older people, largely as a result of cancer screening initiatives. Young onset colorectal cancer is typically more aggressive and found at a more advanced stage than those in older patients, resulting in greater years of life lost. The news this week is that more than 1 hour of daily TV viewing time is associated with a 12% increase in risk compared to those who watched less. But stand by, the results were even more striking for those watching more than 2 hours per day, with nearly 70% increase in risk.
This is young people you were talking about.
Under age 50.
And younger people. It could be people with devices sitting in front of computers, not just television.
Exactly.
But I saw something the other day, and I thought of you. Expert advice is to make sure you're up at least 5 to 6 minutes every hour and moving. Every hour you're awake, up and moving, in order to get away from things like this.
Exactly.
And, you see this whole business, this problem with youngsters and their devices. Coming up, what are we going to do about measles, the measles outbreak in the focus next?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Continuing on with our overview of what's going on in the world of medicine, we have a podcast every week that comes out with Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack, GoodDayHealthShow.com. The most recent one from Ken is a review of a study indicating that men who have PSA tests have a 30% fewer or less chance of getting prostate cancer. We also have a discussion on this particular portal. This particular discussion of the concept of virtual doctors and how they might be the next wave of healthcare. We look into that on the podcast. Research is now showing that having an in vitro fertilization baby doesn't increase the risk of birth complications. New outbreaks of measles in Oregon and Washington. That was what we talked about on the last visit here. It's on the current podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Let's keep going in that vein. So the measles has gone from Oregon to Washington State, it would seem, Ken.
More news out about measles this week, Doug. This year, Washington State is averaging more than one new measles case a day. At least 79 cases have been reported nationwide already just this year in at least 10 states. California, Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Texas, and Washington. The vast majority of those who came down with measles are not vaccinated against the disease. In a given year, more measles cases can occur for any of the following reasons, Doug. An increase in the number of travelers who get measles abroad and bring it into the United States, and or further spread of measles in the U.S. communities with pockets of unvaccinated people. The measles vaccine, known as the MMR vaccine, is very effective. One dose is about 93% effective at preventing measles if you come in contact with the virus. Two doses are about 97% effective. Children should receive the vaccine in two doses, the first between the ages of 12 months and 15 months, and the second between 4 and 6 years old. Measles is about one of the most contagious diseases there is. You exposed yourself unvaccinated to someone with measles, I'm going to guarantee it that you get it.
Measles and mumps. I remember my mother talking about that with Dr. Golden, our pediatrician. We were about 5 years old, and I never understood. I didn't ask the question then, but I can ask it now as an adult. What's the relationship between measles and mumps? And I think the vaccine that we got was for both, if I'm not mistaken.
No, they're different.
I don't even remember what the mumps are. But
they're different viruses, and the mumps came out a little bit later.
Really?
And now we can, you know, when you and I were young, unfortunately, we didn't have a mumps vaccine, but now the kids do get them. And
the name, both the names, measles, what is that, the origin, the derivation of that, and mumps? What are they, what are supposed to those
good question. That's a good question. I'd have to research that. I would imagine in the measles, and this is a guess, that it's related to the way the rash looks and the mumps. You know, remember that's with the big jaws.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Sure. Nowadays, we don't see it because of the vaccines. When you and I were kids, everyone was getting both these problems.
Yeah, right. And if you don't have it as a child, what's the problem if you get it as an adult?
Oh, there can be serious complications.
Deadly, right?
Very serious complications.
Yeah. Are the symptoms the same? No, I'm looking at something. The symptoms of measles and mumps seems to be somewhat similar. Yes, no?
There is some overlap. The rash. Rubella is measles. Rubiola is German measles. But, you know, there's that character.
Right, German measles. I remember.
Yes.
Everybody thought it was the same, but it wasn't the same.
Exactly. It's not as serious a problem, but it often is confused by the red rash.
Yeah.
With measles.
Yeah. All right, so you have your measles and mump update. You won't hear that on any other health discussion as we move forward. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here practicing with his license. I'm Dr. Doug Steffen. Don't have a license, but it's fun to say Dr. Doug. 28 after the hour. Good day, health.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm out of state on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds, went to a size 42, and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or Top.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker tells the House Judiciary Committee he made no promises to the White House about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
At no time has the White House asked for, nor have I provided, any promises or commitments concerning the Special Counsel's investigation or any other investigation.
Committee Democrats hounded Whitaker. New York's Hakeem Jeffries questioned his abilities.
We're all trying to figure out, who are you, where did you come from, and how the heck did you become the head of the Department of Justice?
Congressional bargainers continued their effort toward a border security deal amid indications the White House is preparing to accept a bipartisan deal that would give President Trump much less money than he wants for a border wall. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.
He does want a border wall. He does want border security. He wants to protect the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Time now for a continuation of conversation about your health and well-being. To listen to our weekly podcast, go to gooddayhealthshow.com. And the archives there describing our conversations. I just went through the most recent one, but you can go back for a couple of years and hear Ken's point of view on things. I want to get his point of view on what cold does to your body. First, though, let's go back to our discussion of measles and mumps and what the origin, the derivation, the etymology of the words, the term measle. Mumps, I get a kick out of it when I think about it. What do they mean? Where do they come from, Ken?
Well, mumps is the more interesting one. You know, we don't see that much mumps, but those of us who are a little older remember what we looked like. We looked like a chipmunk with nuts in our mouth. You know, our cheeks would just blow up. Yeah. And the word mump originates from the word for grimace in among the Dutch. And it was mump meant to have a miserable expression or grimace, and it evolved in the late 16th century to the word mumps. That one's pretty interesting. Measles, in Dutch, was mazel or pustule, and this described some of the skin changes. And in Middle English, it evolved into measles, and that's how it is today.
Really? So you never thought about your mother. Well, your mother was a nurse.
She right? sure was.
So what kind of info did you get or tutelage did you get for some of these things?
She made sure that when the neighbors had their measles that I got exposed, because that was the time before the vaccination, and wanted me to make sure that, you know, I got it early, got it over with, and she knew it was coming and could take care of it.
Yeah. All right. So you got the story behind the story there, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about cold and what the cold. We've had since last we chatted here in the Northeast, Ken. Well, actually all across the Midwest, the upper Midwest. Cold, 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 brutal cold. And I wondered, because it is so connected to your heart, at least when I was reading up on this, listening to people complain about their the brutal cold and all of a sudden, I was thinking back when I was a kid, it was cold all the time. It was cold. It's winter. It's supposed to be cold. So, but as a result of an inquiry from a listener about cold and querying on blood vessels and the skin and that kind of stuff, so as your skin temperatures rise and fall, what does that do to your circulation?
Hypothermia, or very low body temperature, this can cause severe health problems. And this listener is quite correct to be concerned, including death. Heart problems are the usual big concern here. What happens when you're out in very cold weather, the reason why you're at increased risk of heart attack is because your heart has to work much harder to keep you warm. It leads to an increase in heart rate and also blood pressure to get the circulation flowing to everywhere and more aggressively. And if you have a heart that has some reserve and has a turbo on it, no problem. But if you're using every bit of it and it can't handle a higher gear, an upshift, if you will, that can cause a serious problem, a mismatch between a demand and supply for blood. That's what causes a heart attack. So those of us who are in middle age, have risk factors, that's why we don't want to get out there and be really stressed out abruptly by the cold. Classic, it gets really cold and we go out and shovel snow. That is a 1-2 punch to the heart. If you have a great heart, you can handle it. If you're in jeopardy of blood flow to the heart, you can't deal with the increase in demand. So the heart has to work harder just to be out in the cold, and then the heart has to work a lot harder to shovel all that snow. So be careful.
All right. So let's turn it around and talk about warm weather. You're in Florida. I spend a lot of time in California. The Southwest is hot, even in the cooler weather months. It's hot, warm, and humid in Florida and the areas in the tropics. So does that have the opposite effect on your skin and your vital organs?
Yes, dangerously high temperatures can also do you in, take away all of the fluids in your body, so you can't pump anything around. The volume deplete you, dehydrate you. And this also is a very serious concern. When the temperature gets up, you have to remember to drink fluids and make sure that you don't get dehydrated.
There was an episode of one of the TV shows that focused on running into the polar bear clubs where they have in the middle of the winter. People run into the water for certain charities. You pledge, you know, $10 for every minute you stay in the water, that kind of stuff. That must have the same impact on your body, cold water. And the reason I asked the question,
absolutely,
is because when I was in Peru in late November and early December, one of the experiences I had was sitting under a waterfall with water that was coming off of the mountains. The water supply in Peru comes out of the Andes Mountains, and they're snow-capped much of the year, so the water is pretty cold. So I went in to have an experience. One of the people that I was with sort of dared me. Well, I was going to do it anyway because it was a good thought, a good meditation sort of thought experience. So I sat under the, I got into the water, it was 50 some odd degrees.
Whoa.
And I put my toe in it by my foot, and then I put my leg in, and then I actually sat down under the waterfall. And I became so numb, apparently, I stayed there for almost 2 hours.
Wow.
And I was thinking about people and events in my life and what I wanted to change. And I'd pick up a rock, and I'd think about that issue or that person, and then I'd throw the rock downstream. And I kept doing that, and I had so many thoughts, and I had so many people in my mind and events in my life. I just stayed there until I went through all of them. The fellow who was the leader of the tour kept coming over to check on me to see if I was all right, and finally said, come on, we got to go, we got other stuff to do. And when I got out, my body was completely numb. I couldn't feel my skin, and it was red.
Whoa.
So I don't know what that did for me. Maybe it did my heart good. a little extra stimulus. You can find that out in a few
weeks. Well, you're here to talk about it.
Yeah, I am. That's for sure. And I like talking about things like that. Bernie Sanders has attracted some attention this week talking about cancer drug prices in one. There was one specific company, apparently. But when you look around, according to the World Health Organization anyway, Ken, cancer drug prices are being set way too high. And one wonders how, and the researchers, these drug companies say it costs so much to research and develop this stuff, so that's why I have to charge so much money. And I don't know, that's probably true to an extent, but after the drug gets popular, when you write a prescription for somebody to take a drug, I'm going to turn the question around. Do you think about how much it's going to cost that person and whether he or she has the appropriate insurance to cover it? And does that define what drug you're going to prescribe?
Yes, to all of the above, because if the patient, I can recommend anything and want to do the best for my patient, but if the patient can't get the treatment, it doesn't matter. So All of those issues need to be considered to make sure that what I want for the patient gets accomplished, because if they can't afford it, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, right. So that's a good. So your doctor should be as conscientious as Ken is. Ever want to check into Ken's clinic, Lake Cardiology? Fabulous place. The new paint and carpet on the floors yet, or is that you waiting for me to show up there to help you?
Well,
paint?
We're in the process. It hasn't started yet, but it's almost ready to go, as you ask.
All right, Dr. Ken down in Lake, Lake Dura. It's Mount Dura, Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400 is his number. You can connect with me with questions for Dr. Ken on Twitter, at Doug Stephan, Stephan, or Doug at DougStephan.com. In a moment, is there a blood test that can help detect Alzheimer's? There are people doing research that answer that question with a big yes. We'll find out what Ken thinks about that in a moment as you prepare to live the rest of your life, hopefully in health and happiness. Here's a way for you to have a healthier, happier day if you got a bad back. And the definition of a bad back. There are so many different definitions. I say to people, yep, I've got a bad back. My L3, L4, L5 is out of joint. And they say to me, huh? What's that? Most people don't know that much about their anatomy. I think Ken would agree with that. So if you have aches and pains in your back and you've been relying on drugs, now's the time for you to rely on something that is all natural. Joint support is great. Back comfort is important. Great news from Purity Products. They want you to try a bottle of the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, which is basically a muscle relaxer, because all the problems you're really feeling are because your muscles tighten up around the discs, around your nerves, around your spine. So let's fix that problem. Clinically tested herbal formula, Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, will provide you with the lower back pain relief that you want. Purity Products literally has your back. So call 800-291-4180. Order your Purity Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula free. They'll send you a bottle without charge. Pay them for the shipping. That's all they want you to do. And get the relief you want. Experience it. Like it. Love it. No cost when you call 800-291-4180 for the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Get your free bottle now at 800-291-4180.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The Consumer Electronics Show wrapped up last month, and one of the best events at the show was called Last Gadget Standing, kind of like a Shark Tank for gadgets, hosted by tech journalist Jen Jolly. I asked her about her favorite gadget.
One of my favorite things was the Lenovo Smart Alarm Clock. So Lenovo made this really small, it's almost like a really small Google Home Hub, but it's got that form factor of an old-fashioned alarm clock with Google Assistant built in. Basically, you can run a morning routine where you have it wake you up gently, nice and easy, none of that like wah, 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 horrible alarm sound of the past. It will turn on your lights around you. It can wake your kids up, redo your calendar appointments for the day. And you get all of that just under $80.
Check it out at Lenovo.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJ V Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a word on cancer. Listen up, those of you who are millennials facing a much higher risk of obesity-related cancers than baby boomers did. The steepest increases for obesity-related cancers in the youngest age group, that is 25 to 34. Warnings that steps need to be taken to get rid of excess body weight. How about getting away from your damn device and exercising a little? Scientists say there is quite convincing evidence that all this excess body weight increases the risk of cancers, especially if you're younger. So excess body weight affects inflammation and hormones, as well as impacting your gut. Risk of colorectal, uterine, corpus, pancreatic, gallbladder cancers in millennials is double the rate baby boomers had at the same age because of what we're eating and getting no exercise. That's it. Six of the 12 obesity-related cancers, uterine, corpus, gallbladder, kidney, multiple myeloma, pancreatic, show increased evidences in young adults and in successively younger birth groups that this is becoming a very serious problem. Researchers say the obesity epidemic is happening because the food environment we're living in promotes overconsumption of energy-dense, high-sugar, nutrient-poor foods that are pervasive and much more affordable. So, and we're not getting enough physical activity. It's been engineered out of your lifestyle because of all the energy-saving technologies, use of cars, no bicycles, people don't walk from the bus anymore. I mean, it's amazing. It's crazy what we're doing. A word to the wise about cancer. Here on Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so the blood test that's around now, Ken, the Alzheimer's problem, apparently there's a simple blood test that can predict if a patient will be able to stall off or not develop Alzheimer's 16 years before the symptoms may begin.
Yes, I think this is going to transform how we diagnose Alzheimer's disease, which is currently done by talking to the patient and then doing cerebrospinal fluid tests or imaging with MRI, PET scans. But this will be a simple blood test. Proteins, abnormal proteins that are produced when you have Alzheimer's that are toxic to the brain are now being measured in the blood. Something called tau, T-A-U, is the current one, and it's being refined. I think in the next couple of years we're going to have a really good blood test. The original study was in a small number of people, but they're refining it, testing it, and this is going to change how we diagnose Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm. Do you see other things like this coming along in other areas of medicine where there is so much new technology that the studies and the work that's being done to try to alleviate the problem? I mean, Alzheimer's is actually a pretty easy thing to avoid when you get right down to it. It's just circulation to the brain. Keeping the circulation going, keeping blood in your brain is the easiest way to not get it, right?
Yeah, I think 10 to 20 years from now, we're going to look back and say, boy, we didn't know very much, because I think genetics and immunology are going to create a huge impact on how we deal with medicine, and it's going to open up amazing new ways to treat these issues and get to diseases we only dreamed of in the past that we could help.
That's across the board, you're saying, for diseases, not just one. Across the board.
And we're already doing it with things like multiple sclerosis, cancer, heart disease. I mean, we're at the beginning, and the process has already started.
All right, Dr. Ken, with some words of hope, which is always good to hear when you're listening to your doctor. Good Day Health. This is the Good Day Health Show. Get the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our tradition of informing you with people who are experts when it comes to your health and well-being. That tradition continues. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us. We are going through the list of things that he studied this week in the journals. There are lots of informative. There always are every week. There are a ton of things that come out that have been studied and things that will affect your health that Ken reviews and sort of synthesizes for us. So we continue. His expertise is in cardiology, and we all know that good health, you got to have a good, strong heart, obviously, to be healthy. But all health begins in your gut. The GAPS practitioners that are always making you think about what's in your gut. There was a new study that added to this in a particular way, Ken, how important digestive bacteria in your gut are to your mental health, your feelings about yourself, I guess, yeah?
This is all about the microbiome, this whole new area of the body, right? These bacteria, billions of them that we all need to survive and be healthy. This comes out of Nature Microbiology this week. Doug, bacteria in the gut, they may affect our mental well-being and could be linked to depression. A wide range of gut bacteria can actually produce chemicals that significantly impact the brain, including microorganisms linked positively or negatively to mental health.
Yep. So what do you think the connection is? Is it just blood flow? What is it about the bacteria? Because the bacteria in the gut pretty much stay in the gut. Good stuff, bad stuff, it stays in the gut, doesn't travel through your system until it's digested. And the body, this is an amazing thing. I bet this would have been worth the admission to go to medical school to find out, really, seriously, how the food that we eat goes through the process of becoming nurturing and into the blood, because the food, the energy, the minerals, the vitamins, whatever, all the proteins have to be digested and then assimilated into the system through the blood.
Exactly.
I mean, how it happens is a miracle. Isn't even a strong enough word for it, is it?
Well, exactly. And these bacteria secrete their chemicals, and it does flow then from head to toe through the body, affecting spots in the body far away from the gut. And that's the amazing thing about this. And as you're suggesting, in another story that comes out this week in Psychosomatic Medicine, there is a link here to all of it, because what we eat does affect the whole process, including the bacteria in our gut, because we learned that a healthful diet can significantly reduce symptoms of depression, and meals high in vegetables and fiber are key dietary interventions that ease depression. They include weight loss diets, fat reducing diets, and nutrient rich diets, and this all must integrate, mix up between the bacteria in the gut and also these chemicals produced and additional chemicals from the actual foods that we eat then interfere and interact and help our minds work better.
It's another example, if you will, another urging from us for you to eat well so that you don't get depressed. All that fat and stuff that gets into your body, that really it plug up your brain, and that's depressing in and of itself. I did a study on vegetables. I don't like to eat meat, so I did a study on where to get protein. And it's amazing, the green vegetables, broccoli and the green beans, and corn, some of the fiber stuff, how good it is for you in terms of protein.
Exactly. So, you're reconfirming the study.
Right, exactly. We're both of us saying exactly a lot today.
Wow,
Dr.
Scary.
Dr. Doug here with I guess this is a treatise for 60 seconds on how Calitrin works. You take 4 capsules every night before you go to bed on an empty stomach. You get enough rest, let your body repair and rebuild, and you'll wake up feeling rested. After a few weeks, you will notice great results, decreased joint pain, losses of inches around your waist and other places you want to lose the weight. This is a fabulous product made by, it's sort of a family recipe, if you will. No diet pills with chemicals and all that stuff. The number one ingredient, the named ingredient on Calitrin, is collagen. And because our bodies stop, Ken will tell you, bodies stop producing collagen when we're in our early 30s, and so you need to supplement it so you can keep building high-quality muscle and push the fat out so you lose the weight. And that's just what Calitrin does. That's how it works. So let's get some of this and start working on our body and on our weight. TopLoss.com is the place to order Calitrin. Use the DJV code and you save 10% on all the bottles. You buy more than 3, you get a free bottle. That's the way to lose weight naturally, easily. Calitrin at TopLoss.com. Use the code DJV for savings. Save your life, save your health, lose weight. Calitrin.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.